Good morning. It's Monday, 8th of March. I'm going to read to you part of Brother Cyril Tennant's commentary on Psalm 118. I read, in its position as the last of the Psalms of the Hallel, this psalm forms a fine conclusion to the hymn of praise, as it is really the song of Jesus and the redeemed. Three lines of thought are interwoven. The first is a prayer of the faithful. The second, reminiscences and praises of Jesus in the kingdom age. And the third, the praises of the redeemed also from that glorious age. The sections are arranged to be sung in their parts throughout the psalm by different choirs and or soloists, a feature which is commonly recognised in the psalms. Verses 14, 21 and 28 are taken from Exodus 15, verse 2, and show how the song of Moses was indeed prophetic of the greater deliverance of which this psalm speaks. This understanding is also confirmed by Isaiah's use of the quotation in chapter 12, where he applies the song to the redeemed. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. So back to this song of Jesus and the redeemed, who, after the destruction of the host of enemies which surrounded God's city, sing, the Lord is my strength and song, and is become my salvation. There then follows the command of Jesus, the righteous King, coming to claim his throne in the name of the Lord. Open to me the gates of righteousness, I will go into them, and I will praise the Lord. This gate of the Lord into which the righteous shall enter. He too quotes from the Song of Moses. I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me, and art become my salvation. The psalm leaves us in no doubt that this greater fulfilment is intended, because the next two verses say, the stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvellous in our eyes. And these words are applied by Jesus to himself. This vision of the Lord's triumphant entry into Jerusalem was also seen by Zechariah, who wrote, who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying, grace, grace unto it. Zechariah 4, verse 7. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. In its truest sense, this is the Lord's day. This is the day to which all things point, and which gives meaning to his whole purpose. The day of the revelation of the redeemed. The day of Jesus' kingship, when he will sit upon David's throne. The day when all will beat at the impulse of God's will, and which will lead to his being all and in all. This is the day. The psalm concludes with a salutary warning, but it is in the form of a prayer. Our seeing that day will depend upon God's having saved us. From a psalmist's viewpoint, it was also dependent upon God first sending Jesus to die for our sins. And so the prayer gathers together these points. Save now, I beseech thee. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. God is the Lord which hath shown us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even unto the horns of the altar. Thou art my God, and I will praise thee. It was in the person of Jesus that God revealed his light unto the world, and part of that revelation was that he should die for us. Thus it was that Jesus' death was no mere crucifixion. It was as if he had been bound with cords to the horns of the altar and slain for our sins. No greater price could have been paid for our redemption. Let us join in a psalmist's prayer. Thou art my God, and I will praise thee. Thou art my God, and I will exalt thee. Thank you.